This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Environmental Protection Agency wants to clear up some misunderstandings. The EPA has sent a note to carmakers that says, in essence, in case any of this wasn't clear before, here are some details about how we measure fuel efficiency. Kia, Hyundai, Ford, and Mercedes have gotten in trouble for reporting miles per gallon for their cars that didn't quite match up with consumer experiences or with EPA checkups. Marketplace's Dan Weissman explains it's all in how you choose to measure reality.
Here's the big surprise about the miles per gallon figures you see on new cars. They're pretty accurate. David Green is a professor at the University of Tennessee and was one of the architects of fueleconomy.gov. Consumers use that site to report their actual mileage, and he's been looking at how close those thousands of reports are to the official estimates.
They are pretty close, within a couple of percentage points on average. But that's kind of like saying the average family has, 2.6 children. Nobody has 2.6 children.
If you've got a lead foot or you live in the hill country or whatever, well, your mileage will vary. But the numbers reflect the average. It wasn't always this way. In 2008, the EPA changed testing procedures to reflect reality. Byron Bunker runs the compliance division in EPA's Transportation and Air Quality Office.
The EPA added test procedures that brought in high-speed driving, that's up to 80 miles per hour, brought in low temperature, that's down to 20 degrees Fahrenheit.
And ran the AC against 95-degree heat. The result? The estimated MPG on most cars dropped by 10 to 20%. This week's guidelines clarify how the EPA simulates the effect of things like friction and drag. Jessica Caldwell is an analyst for Edmunds. She thinks car makers appreciate the EPA's efforts to make sure the numbers are accurate.
Because they don't want people that are disappointed. Because, if I'm disappointed, I'm going to tell probably everybody I know, because we tend to really share bad experiences a lot, sometimes more than positive experiences.
And that's how companies like Hyundai and Kia can get found out. The EPA doesn't check every car. It audits 15 to 20% of new models and checks out some complaints. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.